One of the pillars of the Protestant Reformation is the confession that we are saved by grace alone through faith alone. This is what Paul is getting at in his well-known statement in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Implicit in what Paul is saying is that if we can claim credit for our faith, if believing is something we do all on our own, then we really haven't been saved by grace. Being saved by grace, being saved by God's completely unmerited favor, means that even faith itself is the gift of God. To understand why this is so, we have to back up to where Paul started this amazing passage in Ephesians chapter 2 at verse 4. There he says, God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Being saved by grace means being brought from a state of spiritual death to spiritual life, which is just as much of a miracle, perhaps even more, than being brought from a state of physical death to physical life. In the process of going from dead to living, how much does the corpse contribute? Nothing. How much credit can the corpse claim for going from dead to living? None. Who gets the glory for the corpse going from dead to living? The one who made him alive. What is the appropriate response of the corpse now that he is alive? Complete thanks and dedication to the one who brought him from death to life. Now, if you understand this, you understand the Christian life in a nutshell. But some have gone further and said that salvation by grace means that we are completely uninvolved in our salvation. For if we're involved in any way, if we have any active part, that means that we are no longer saved by grace. Now, you may think that I'm exaggerating, but I heard an evangelist one time give a gospel message. And when he reached the end of the gospel message, when it was time to extend the appeal for people to at least believe, respond, have faith, trust in Jesus, he said, what do I want you to do? Nothing. I want you to do absolutely nothing. Because in his mind, if we did anything, that was a work. And then we were not saved by grace. Now, this way of thinking is not scriptural. Saying that a corpse cannot bring itself to life, nor take credit if it is brought to life, is not the same thing as saying the corpse is uninvolved in its coming to life. The corpse is imminently involved, but not in a way that it can take credit for coming to life. Think of Jesus bringing Lazarus back to life. Lazarus is dead. He is helpless. He can do nothing of himself. Jesus calls him to come forth. Now, calling of itself, calling the way that we would call Lazarus, won't do a thing, for we have no power to give life to the dead. And without life, Lazarus cannot respond, no matter how much we call. But Jesus is God in the flesh, God come to save sinners, God come to give life to the dead. And when he calls, it is different. Jesus calls Lazarus to come forth. And the Spirit of God gives Lazarus life. And through that life enables Lazarus to hear Jesus, to want to respond to him, and to in fact respond to him. And so Lazarus comes forth. But who is the one who hears Jesus? It is Lazarus. Who is the one who wants to respond to Jesus? It is Lazarus. And who is the one who in fact responds to Jesus and comes to Jesus? It is Lazarus. So we see that Lazarus is integrally involved. He is active. He is not a robot. He is not an automaton. He is hearing. He is acting. He is responding. If he doesn't, he's still in the grave. He's still dead. But when he does respond, what do you think Lazarus says to Jesus? We make a great team? I don't think so. He says, thank you, Lord and Savior. I owe everything to you. Let me be with you. Let me serve you. Let me be part of your work. You see, responding is not a work. A work in Scripture is something that merits salvation. Responding is the opposite of that. Responding to Christ is how you acknowledge that He is your salvation. Responding to the one who has died and risen for you is not a work. It is a response to His work. Loving the one who first loved you is not a work. It is a response to His love. If Christ has died and risen for you and called you forth from the grave, how can your response be the cause of all that? Your response is exactly what it purports to be. It is a response to what Christ has done. But when you respond, you know that your salvation, even the faith, is all of Christ. And you say with Paul, "By grace I have been saved through faith, and that not of myself. It is the gift of God, lest I should ever boast except in Jesus Christ my Lord." Amen.